There you are, my lady. You wouldn't be stalling here in the garden before court, would you? Yes, I too am feeling the pressures of our plan today. Oh, yes, a sorcerer can be nervous. I have tried to see what is to come. My own fears are clouding my vision. Well, stealing secret meetings in the library, here in the garden, and my chambers. I feel I have more to lose now, if your father refuses. This has not been done before, but I must try. I do not think you should be there for this. It is just an instinct. I cannot see how this will unfold, but my judgment tells me it may be better coming from me. I know you are. I know you would face him with the courage and fire you always bring to court. But this may require a more formal touch. I do not want him to feel attacked if we both speak. It may arouse questions we do not want asked. Questions of an indelicate nature. I would rather this be me casting my name in for secret feelings for you. Feelings even you do not know of. If you are there, he will search your eyes for truth. And this way he can privately ask you later if this is an offer you wish to entertain. Subtlety is key. We cannot have made it this far, only to make a misstep now. Yes. Yes. We are on our way. May I escort you to the castle, my lady? It was close. I was just about to ask for a kiss to give me good fortune. I suppose we must simply leave it up to fate. Carnation. I have enchanted it with peace. Hold it in your hand and let it settle that temper of yours. And your need to control everything. Courage, fail me not. Your Highness, I am sorry that I must interrupt this council, but there is something I am compelled to say. Declining the prince's offer of marriage to your daughter has undoubtedly saved her and this kingdom from corruption and ruin. The princess is the jewel of our nation. She carries your devotion, and I must... I must confess that I wish to make my own offer of marriage. No one can question my loyalty to this throne, to this family, and to this country. My motives are purely affectionate. It is difficult to see my own future, or what a union between us would bring, but I can speak to my own heart. I vow nothing but love, loyalty, and truth to the princess. To stand beside her, to serve her kingdom, to protect her from enemy threats, would be the greatest honor of my life. I wish to give my vision, my magic, and my knowledge to this family. Nothing will dissuade me from this. I must ask your consideration. Please forgive my bluntness. My intention is only to inform, and I hope I have caused no insult. Yes, my king, I know I have no true title of royalty, but my... Rumors? What rumors? No, no. Of course, we have not... The princess is far too virtuous to... I simply meant... What? No. Your Highness, you're making a mistake. No! Take your hands off me! My king! My king, have I not served you all these years? Let go! Let go of me! Princess, I see his plans. He is blind with rage that we've... He will try to send you away, across the sea, to that prince. I will find a way through this. Please do not go. Princess. You are a most welcome sight. Oh, just the guards. They forced me to make this cell sorcerer-proof, so to speak. Besides, I think they have been waiting for the chance to rough me up a bit. It is nothing. Seeing you is just the tonic to heal me. So, when are you going to use that key you have hidden in your hand? Yes. I knew you would set me free. You were formidable when denied something. I am not sure when the king will learn that. He heard talk that you and I were intimate. I tried using my gentle persuasion charm to set his mind in the right direction, as I had done when he betrothed you, but this time, he would not be moved. He's just doing what he believes to be right. It is powerful, that kind of belief. Difficult to challenge. But you did not change his mind either. As I thought. Then, this is an act of rebellion. Wait, Princess. I must tell you something. I had a vision. While I was in here, my mind cleared. It was you. 6 levels directly above me. You were yelling at your father, to spare me, no doubt. Passion and venom in your words, as always. You clutched your stomach. You did not realize what you were doing, but the fates showed me. You were with child. It was not the future. It was today. It is already done. And I saw your father's plans for you, wedding you quickly to that horrible prince to lessen the scandal. His anger toward me would make him fall into so many mistakes. A sacrifice you and our innocent child would be making, all because your father no longer trusts my sight. You must know I cannot allow it. It breaks my heart, but there is no swaying the decision I have made. I am going to betray my oath. I have never used my magic to bend someone's will to mine. Never. But I will not let the king separate us. I saw you were going to steal the dungeon key, and I knew. I have to change his mind. It brings me no joy. Your father is a good man, but now I am a father too. And I must think of my family's safety. I had to tell you before you put that key in the lock. The choice is yours, Princess. I confessed my plan of treachery against the crown. You can keep me in here and do right by your king. I would not blame you. But if you let me out, know that nothing will keep me from you and our future. I promise never to change your will, or your mind, or even your heart. You have new knowledge now of a life that is depending on you. Depending on us both. You know what my enchantments sound like, what they feel like. You know this is not it. You must choose. Thank you. Careful. It's all right. But we haven't much time. Meet me in my chambers in 1 hour. I will travel to your father's room by magic. No one can know I've escaped until his mind has been changed. Quickly now. Yes. I would do anything for you, even this. Now, please, do not be seen. You stayed. Good. I'm sorry for my delay. I'm so thirsty. No. I did not use my powers. When I appeared in his room, I realized what I was sentencing us to. I have never used the darker magic. It could be so strong that he is not himself anymore. He would not question our union, but he would be different. Then the council would question him, and certainly me after this. We would have to run away, find a ship. What kind of life is that for you with a child on the way? Disgraced, running away. No. It was not right. I decided to appeal to him with truth. I explained why I was so desperate. Why my love for you has only deepened, knowing you are growing my child. And nothing, not even a king, could stop me from being with you. He was furious. But then something changed, and he seemed intrigued. The idea that there was a baby, and air with sorcerer's blood. That kind of power could keep war at bay. A future king or queen that could do what I do, combined with your unwavering conviction, such strength in a kingdom. He became pleased. And he said, "We have his blessing to marry." He said I should go back to the cell for the night so he can officially hold trial and pardon me in the morning, but I had to see you first. And you were not as relieved as I thought. I did not use the baby as a bargaining chip. Princess, please. I have argued long enough today. It was better than corrupting my power, corrupting the king. It would not be long before the evidence was inarguable. Imagine if I had not had that vision. He weds you off and you have a magical child no one can explain. What would happen to you? To the baby? No, no. The truth was the only way. Oh, nothing. Just. You had no way of knowing you were with child. The stage is so early. And within the hour, you are protecting it, making sure it does not get taken advantage of. That is why I love you. I wish someone had guarded me so fiercely when I was a child. This one will have quite the mother. Come here, my lady. I see you are dressed for bed. Are you tired? Good. Not as tired as I ought to be. I'm so glad you're safe. For a moment there, I thought you would be sent away before I could escape. Not that it would have stopped me. Nightmares would plague me into madness until I crafted a plan to be with you again. I am grateful you choose to have me by your side. Come imprisonment, banishment, or the threat of death, I will never fail you. Would you like to stay here for the night? I should be back in my cell, but you have such power over me. Can I show you my power? You are a spirit untamable as a fire in the wind. Let this fire move through you. Let it smolder and thrash around your body until you remember every part of yourself. Feel the power of the heat. Do not fight the fire. Let it burn to ash what you feared you would lose today. This fire is your spirit, and it must protect what you now have. Allow it to purge. Some new life can grow.
Nothing can control you. The flames cannot burn you. You can consume. You can give in to passion and fury and love. How do you feel? Stay, you leave me no choice. You feel so warm on my lap. Yes. Take mine off and I'll help you with this gown. Bring those breasts to my lips. My beautiful princess. Against me. I'll use my hand to ready you. I see you do not need much readying, princess. Cannot have been easy. Standing up to the king. I will reward your bravery with all the pleasure I can give. For me. Feed me that fire. Soaking heat my finger brings you. Feel the pulsing of my hand and the rhythm of my wrist against your soft flesh. Feel my hot breath. Add air to the fire within. This pleasure. You deserve to be worshipped. You are beyond magic. You have abilities beyond sorcery. You can create life with this beautiful body. feel your own power with every pulse of my hand. Squeeze yourself around my finger. Feel how powerful you are. Let that heat melt your body into mine. Can I add a finger? Inside you, you will feel its pleasure in your pussy, but also everywhere. It will feel as though it is thrusting down your throat, tracing your tongue with its veins. It will feel as though it is thrusting into your ass, pushing deep against the soft tightness. Would you like to feel that? Good. Did you feel it go in everywhere? Good. Well, let me set those hips in motion. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're feeling it so much more. Can you feel it in your mouth? Down this throat? I can almost feel it protruding. I want to be inside you. In every part of you. How's the heat now? You are everything to me. Everything. Oh, you're so wet. Being magically filled this way. Oh, come here. Turn around for me. That's it. Arch your hips for me. Has anyone ever known you like this? You feel as if you're being used by so many. But really, it's just me. It's all me. It's only me. Forever. You're making this fucking impossible. We have so little time, and we're being far too loud. I must get us there before the guards see the dungeon. Give me that chin. Turn to me. One last enchantment. When I come. You will feel it in this precious pussy. You will also feel it in your needy throat and in your needy ass, and it will make you come at the same time. Yes, here it comes. Take it every which way, princess. Please. Feel it everywhere. Everywhere. Right now. It's too good, princess. Oh my god. Oh my. Oh, whoa. Good. I'm glad I can keep surprising you. Believe me, princess. There is no end to my imagination with you as my muse. magic. I still cannot compete with the pleasure you bring naturally. It is a wonder I will share with no one. You're the only one who matters to me. You and the little one. The cards. Here, let me help you with the count. Oh, damn, they must have checked the dungeon. The carnation. The one I gave you in the garden. Do you still have it by chance? Good. I can easily add an enchantment to it. Touch this and it will take you to your chambers. Don't worry about me. I just don't want them to find you here if they can get in. Go. I will see you when the king pardons me in court tomorrow. Wait. I cannot wait to be with you freely. I cannot wait to be your husband and our child's father. You've given me a magic I could never create on my own. Go. I will see you again.